just got after the passer really well again today, like we did last week, and did struggled a little bit in the run game early in the game, but you know, we're able to stop it enough to where we could have a big impact in the pass game.
Obviously, you guys had a fairly good turnover game for the second straight week in a row as well. How does that change your – obviously, the turnovers themselves help, but not have to sustain drives defensively to get some of those quick changes. How does that affect the entire game?
It's huge. It puts their defense back on the field, kind of wears them down. And I thought our offense, you know, did a good job of capitalizing on some of the field position we gave them. And when you do that, it's a recipe for success.
Given what's happened here with the defense and all that, what does it say for you guys post back-to-back games like this?
I think it's big. I mean, we had had some struggles, obviously, when you look at the Dallas game, the Chargers game. And, you know, for us to come back, you know, from those tough outings and to put together back-to-back good ones like this means a lot.
Kind of walk us through just that bold rush you got on Foles and stuff, which you already asked.
I guess had a good get off, and fortunately just caught him in the right moment and was able to finish the play, fortunately.
What kind of changed over the last 2 weeks? You mentioned the Dallas and the Los Angeles game.
I don't know. We're just playing better. I mean, we struggled a little bit in the run game early on. They were getting 4 and 5 yards on first down, but we were able to stop it enough to the point where we were able to, you know, force them into the pass game and get after the quarterback at that point.
Game plan wise, clearly they're a team that wants to run it as much as they can. So how does that affect your defensive game plan, knowing they want to be one dimensional one way and trying to force them the other?
Yeah, it definitely changes your mindset a little bit. You're not flying off the ball as much because you don't want to create too many running lanes, especially as an edge defender. So that's how it changes it in that way.
Selfish
for you to be in a situation like Kirk, where you're playing basically, you know, on a 1 year deal, 3 straight years, and the end of the year, you never know what's going to happen next.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you want to know that's his situation. He's been playing awesome. And I mean, I guess I don't know.
Brock just getting really flustered out there. It seemed like you guys kind of preyed upon his insecurities out there a little bit.
Yeah, well, fortunately, he held on the ball a little long early, and then after that, he was trying to get rid of it because of the rush, and that's what you want to do. You want to fluster the quarterbacks a little bit and get them out of their rhythm.
Selfishly for you, how much easier does it get when Preston's playing as well as he has lately on the other side?
Yeah, it's awesome to see him playing as well as he has been. You know, he's been having a big impact on the game the past couple weeks, and hopefully can, you know, finish it up this next week against New York.